The person who promises not to do it again is not the person who succumbs to the temptation every time. There's a totally unconscious entity there so you cannot say you broke your promise, you promised not to do it again. It's not the same. There's a dark unconscious entity living through him. Robin from Reading, CT, is that Connecticut, perhaps, says, I have been practicing the art of conscious awareness with increasing success as it pertains to my daily life and its situations. Congratulations.
Eckhart.
However, I have had... There's always a however, of course. However, I've had recurring bouts of intense anxiety that occur in the middle of the night. Try, though, I may to use the techniques of conscious breathing, feeling my body's aliveness, and looking for the spaces between the thoughts, I cannot stop the deluge of thoughts and emotions. I wonder if this is where you would recommend staying with the feeling, no matter how intense it seems to get. If so, how is this possible when the thoughts seem almost inextricably intertwined with both the emotions and the tangible energy coursing through my body? In addition, does this occurrence somehow mean that what I'm doing in my daily practice is actually transferring unresolved fear-based energy into the time my body is at rest? Very interesting question. So he is fine during the day, living quite consciously, but he gets attacked almost at night by intense fear, anxiety, thoughts, racing thoughts, and so on, pain body. Now, one thing is certain, and that is that when you are at times, when you are at a lower level of consciousness, the attack, the pain body, or the egoic entity, or both in conjunction, can use that opportunity to gain the upper hand again, and to, especially if you've been practicing presence. Now, when your consciousness is lower, the reason for this could be, for example, that you have indulged in alcohol, and so you've been drinking, and that has lowered your level of consciousness, and then suddenly you're being attacked by the pain body. It knows that there's nothing much you can do now. And this is the reason why quite often alcohol can affect humans in various ways. One is it can make you feel better for a while until it makes you feel definitely worse if you take more and more. It's like, it can make you feel, forget your problems, so it lowers your level of consciousness, and then maybe you're not being attacked by the pain body. It's fine. It doesn't happen to everybody. You just feel, some people start singing and dancing or doing weird things. Life is suddenly easy. Okay, can't do much thinking anymore. But then others, and this is not uncommon, experience entering extremely negative states. Often it can be anger and violence. Many, many crimes are committed under the influence of alcohol. It lowers your consciousness. And when your consciousness is lowered, the unconscious gravitational pulls can manifest much more easily because your presence is lowered. And then you suddenly get taken over by your pain body. And then the pain body lives through you and speaks through you, and you start shouting and maybe even attacking people, becoming nobody. People wouldn't even recognize you, and this happens. It happens to millions of people. Periodically, they lose the perhaps relatively little consciousness that they had in ordinary life, but enough to not make them do dreadful things. But then they drink, and then they become totally unconscious, and they commit bad, dreadful acts of violence or whatever it may be. And some people do it periodically. If you have ever lived with an alcoholic, you know how it is. It happens. He becomes violent. It could be she too, but he becomes violent. And then the next day, he says, "I'm terribly sorry," because a bit of consciousness has now come back. So he looks back and see what he did. He says, "I'm terribly sorry. I promise you, it will never happen. This, I've had enough now. It will never happen again. Never." And then the partner says, "Okay." And 2 weeks later, same thing happens, because something in he took his mindset, just one drink, because you've had a rough day. Just have one. Okay, but after one, there's a level of consciousness already gone down a little bit. Well, let's have just one more, and the same cycle starts again. The person who promises not to do it again is not the person who succumbs to the temptation every time. There's a totally unconscious entity there. You cannot say, "You broke your promise, you promised not to do it again." It's not the same. There's a dark unconscious entity living through him. Unless he's prepared to do something about it, it's better to separate yourself from a person. Sometimes the person needs to reach the limit of self-destructiveness, and until perhaps he finally begins to wake up.